on the right side, right-hand column, V'isa. Umos ha'olam monin l'chama. Ha'chodesh hazel lachem. You're going to count time by the moon. You're going to have a lunar calendar intercalated with the solar calendar. It's going to be a unique calendar, just yours. While the Ummah Sa'olam, the nations of the world, otherwise, of course, follow, mark time with a solar calendar. B'nei Yisrael l'levana, ayin shem b'medrash. So the mashal is here in the footnotes, where you see there are certain things that the Chama represents. It represents that the Ummah are Moshel Bayom. They have this world, now. They have the here and now. That's Esav Zerush. And that's where the Ummah Sa'olam reigns supreme. But not in the next world. Furthermore, what is the Chama? One great big ball of burning gas. Fire. And that's where they're headed. They are headed straight into the fire. And the idea of Klal Yisrael, the idea of Klal Yisrael, what is it? What is it?
No, just
we should all be fearful. But you know, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Lo'olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Lo'olam Haba. So we're not headed only into such fire. It's a shame. Now, also in terms of how they, the Ummah Olam, have reign in this world, that's because the sun does not shine at night. Moonshine can be seen day and night. Interestingly enough, and so this is what the Levana stands. The Levana is light without fire. And that's how the Levana then represents light, even in a time of darkness at night, whereas the sun only shines. Now, that's what the Medrash says, and the Sfasemis is going to take it and explain it and expand upon it. V'ha'inyin. Da'ar ha-shemesh hu etzem ha-ha'ara ma'ashe nishtana b'chol yom e'choshech ha-layla la'ar ha-yayin. The greatness of the sun is that the darkness of night comes to an end, and sun and light prevail. And each time you have a sunrise, it's light where there had been darkness. That's what it stands for. Avol hischadshus ar halavana. However, the waxing new moon. Eino yichus hashinu mitzad oira. The point of that moon is not that now there's light where before there wasn't. Shari b'yayim or yaiser. The day is much more bright than the night. Rock medishing out mitzad shem meira gam besoich. Even in darkness, the sun doesn't shine at any other time. The darkness of night, the moon shines. That's the point that the Medrash is. In this world, in this dark world, in this world in which there's so much that's so negative, that's so troubling, that's so offensive, that so is occluding recognition of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's blinding us and darkening such that we can't see the light. And yet, the Levana, that's cloud, is supposed to find and bring out the light even in this dark world, in this world where, what is something that Hashem created for? What is its purpose? If its purpose is not actualized, it remains dark. When he uses the word He'ara, it doesn't mean to bring something into light. It means to actualize. Means to bring out its purpose and see it actualized. Everything in this world was created al pi Torah. Because of the existence of Torah and reflecting the existence of Torah, everything in nature exists. By that blueprint, it continues to exist. For what purpose? For what goal? We're supposed to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. And the more we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, not only are we better Jews, but we're serving the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here on this earth for. Bring out the Kedusha and show and actualize the purpose of all of the beautiful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. What are they to be used for? For which mitzvah? For which Kiddush Hashem? To bring glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And to take things that otherwise would be dark and meaningless and cause them to have great meaning. That's the idea of the Levana that shines out in time and a place so dark. in the darkness of night. So in a place of galus, in a place where Jewish people along with others are seemingly not accomplishing what it is that, and they're not bringing about all of the good for which reason HaKadosh Baruch created the world. A human being is capable of, even in such darkness, bringing out the good and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the potential and in the good things that the person brings about, in the good relationships the person, in the mitzvahs that the person does, Sai ben Adam Lamakar, Sai ben Adam Lachaveroi, Vizer, Shekosuv Basarama Moris Nivrahailam, Vitinskar Le Tzadikim. Everybody knows the thing. Basarama Moris Nivrahailam, it's in footnote 12. Ma Talmud Leimar, Mahalei, the Ma'amar Echad Yochalis. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made the world in one Ma'amar, not in ten. Elo Lehiparim and Arashayim Shehen, Ma'abdin Asa'ilim Shinivra Ba'asar Ma'amar. Relikin Schaal Tevla Tzadikim Shehen, Kaimin Asa'ilim Shinivra Ba'asar. Because there are Asar Ma'amaris, there are individual purposes to so many different things. The Asar Ma'amaris are, of course, representative of how different things accomplish different mitzvahs, and the different mitzvahs are represented by the ten Aseres Hadibur. In other words, that tzaddikim living in this world look at the world Hashem created and say there's so much that we can do with what to do it. It's not just that because there are ten, so you get more schar, as opposed to if you were only nine mamaros, only eight, it means. So Hashem says, it means that everything has such a divine purpose reflected in all of the ten dibras that are meant to guide us in how to live in a world created by ten ma'amaros. And when tzaddikim do the right thing, when they bring out the light in all things, in a world that otherwise would be dark, and seemingly therefore darkness meaningless and without purpose, when the tzaddikim actualize so many things, they see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is all around them. And then they get the schar, actualizing all of creation. Not just that, the more mamaris the more, so the more schar there's going to be for the tzaddikim who do things in this world. It means the things in this, used correctly, are now all meaningful. You know, to go from the Sfasemis to the ultimate, and maybe even a completely different mahalach, and halachic mahalach. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal used to talk about this, halachic men, that halachic man looks at, sees everything that's created, and understands what is its halachic design, law, and effect. All Svastamis is adding is purpose. That's what it's here for. It's here for that reason. It's created for that. It's created so that mayim coming together in a certain measure shall be a mikveh and bring about tahar. If it's in a certain measure, in a certain form, in a certain place, not gathered artificially by man, occurring naturally, and so on and so forth. And halachic man sees that this is what this use of these waters are meant to be, what they're capable. And that's what halachic man sees and appreciates in all of that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And all the Sasemis is adding is that, and now is recognized and achieved its great purpose. Beauty of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. What is the beauty of something? Of course, it looks nice. It looks pretty. Mountains, majestic, you would say. Yeah? But they also have halachic, and there are things to do there. There are things to see there. There are things that such mountain regions present. You want to get into a halachic discussion? Well, so when is Shkia if you're on such a mountain? From when you can see the sun set, or when you would see the sun set, were you not up on the mountain? I mean, that's just, you know, a small issue. But the point is, everything is there. Wherever we are, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's so much I want you to accomplish with what I do. Then he says, V'zehu shenemer ha-chodesh hazeh lochem. Chodesh hazeh, idea of limtzoy ha'aras, chodesh hazeh, see and find that which is so full of light, and that which is then therefore very new in its effect and in its relevance, even gam b'makom ha-hester. Even in what would otherwise be a completely dark, seemingly meaningless, and totally unessential time, place. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, to say, is that like the moon, is some magical light in the most dark of time? The world itself, if it's not given meaning, and if everything Hashem created isn't designed for its purpose and now being used for its purpose, it's dark. It's used correctly, now it shines with a certain special light. Let's go now to the next piece. He says, Adoni Avi Zikni Zal, Higgin Maisa the Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch. Very famous Gemara, Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch was one of the great Talmidim of Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara is discussing places where the Aseres HaShvatim Le'aleinu went into goes to those places, and why were they never to come back? Why were some of them lost in those places of goes? Because the wine was good, the waters that they took baths in, and they indulged, and they were lost, really, to Yiddishkeit because of that. And now, Rav Elazar ben Aruch, after the passing of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, apparently also went there. He went to Purgisa and Diomsis, and Imshich Basrayu, the Gemara said. He ended up with the same awful effect that taking in and imbibing caused him to lose his Torah. When they came there, or according to the Medrash came there, according to the Gemara, he came back and they had him read from the Torah, and famously they had him read from Pashas, where it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, and he read, HaChodesh Hoyo Libam. Ke'ilu, he couldn't read. That's what came out of his mouth. HaChodesh Hoyo Libam. HaChodesh meaning deafness. Hoyo Libam, instead of Hazeh Lochem, means that their hearts somehow were deaf. So how do you explain this though? What does it mean? What's the message in the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch accidentally said it that way? So the Chiddushi Arim, the Sassanus' grandfather, said, Emshech HaBatzrayu, Ukra B'Sifra Cheresh HaYolibam, Ayin Shem B'Shabbos, Uperishu, Zal, my grandfather said, Ki Amar, Shal Yudei Shecheresh HaYolibam, Lekach Gamhu, Emshech. Because the klal is, as the Medrash says, when you are a leader, when you are the Rebbe, either you lead the people, or they lead you. Fascinating, Chiddushi Arim, just as an aside, he's really not going to dwell on this, but that's what the Chiddushi Arim says. That because he went to a place and was with people who were so powerfully opposed to and stronger in some way than where he was in his emunah, and his power wasn't with him enough to convince them of how to behave, they convinced him. And there's a medrash that says as much. Not specifically about the Elazar ben Aruch, but there's a medrash that the Chiddushi Arim brings in Sefer HaZchus, where he says, the medrash points out, Oy notzeach, either the leader leads and guides the people and wins them over, Oy nitzuach, or they win and he's vanquished. We'll talk about maybe the point. He's talking there about the Meraglim. What happened to the Meraglim? They were all good people. Moshe chose them. They were fine people, good people. You know, Torah attests to that. What happened? Because behind them, the people, Am Yisrael, were swaying them in the wrong direction. They fell. They were overcome with a lack of emunah, lack of faith of the people that became overpowering to them. And they fell. That's the, and this is what happened to Elazar ben Aruch. The Elazar ben Aruch, Imshich Basrayu, where Rashi says it means he enjoyed and took in all of that which brought him into Olam Hazeh, and therefore he forgot his Torah. Imshich Basrayu, Chiddushi Arim is saying, means he followed them. He followed the wine and the baths and the indulgences. He followed the people. He was moved toward following the people instead of the people, his students, following him. But now, the Sfasemis is going to talk about this idea of Cheresh HaYolibam as it relates to Nisan and to Geula. V'yesh Lema. So we're on the left-hand side, seven lines down. V'yesh Lema Oid. Ki Kol Hischachus. Every effort for renewal. Kishiyesh Hester Mikoide. When earlier things are dark, when you don't have the energy, or and you don't see and hear the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not, so to speak, with him, and not following him, and not hearkening to him. That because earlier there was chereshes, where you don't hear and your heart doesn't feel, that is fertile ground for a whole new beginning, because Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim had reached so low, as Chazal tell, and were deaf to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chereshes HaLev means that the goal of Mitzrayim wasn't only that we had a Shibud, it means we could not believe in ourselves and in Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Witness the fact that as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu came, we said, we believe. And then, Paro Hichvid Avodah, he made the Avodah worse, and that was it. V'loy Shamu El Moshe. May Kaitzer Ruach And that was for Moshe to see. Moshe was meant to see. Yeah, they said, okay, good, we're coming out. And with just one turn of Paro's hardening of the heart, where he says, I'm going to make them suffer a bit more, and we gave up in a moment. We lost hope. Mikaitzeruach. Mikaitzeruach literally means shortness of breath. But what does that mean? It means we had no spirit. Mikaitzeruach. We had no ruchnias. We had no belief. We had no spirit of, yes, we believe we're going to come out of here and be a people for Hashem. No. Lost. Gone. Darkness. And it's that chershus, that deafness, that lays the ground for the complete opposite for the turnaround. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Chersh HaYalibam is talking about the Jews in Mitzrayim. That's why the Rabbi ben Aruch unwittingly said it that way. They were deaf. They couldn't feel. Couldn't hear in Mitzrayim. Nasa achakach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, effecting Geula, causes us and gives us now each year again an opportunity of complete renewal. HaChodesh hazeh lachem. This newness, this renewal, is your unique opportunity, Klaus. Like the moon, which, unlike the sun, doesn't wax and wane and wax and wane. The moon does. You, Klal Yisrael, you have gone down to Mitzrayim and you have lost your ability to hear and to feel, and your hearts are deaf. But HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, there's a whole new opportunity that opens up for you now. There's going to be mitzvahs, and with this first mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, renewal is up to you, because Beis Din decides and announces, is there or isn't there a Levana? Is it at the end of 29 days or at the end of 30 days? When is Rosh Chodesh? When is Rosh Chodesh? When is Nisan? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's up to you to decide. It's up to you to make it happen. And the Hizchachus and the renewal is up to you to make it come to effect in your life, in your family, in your community. Because of that, Nasa Achakach HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to... Why do we have to be a nation born in Mitzrayim? There's nothing to eat, we go to Mitzrayim. Okay, and then maybe on our way back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come in a vision to Yaakov Avinu and to the Shvatim. Oh, come, go a little to the east, to Har Sinai, I have something to give to you. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu has us go to Mitzrayim and suffer and be under the thumb of Malchus Mitzrayim. But that's the point. That we should first be subject to the Malchus of Mitzrayim. And that's what Shibud Malchus is all about. Klal Yisrael should understand and know and become subject to only Malchus Shemayim by coming first from the opposite. First come from the opposite. First come from what's way opposite. What's way opposite? Ask Michael. He'll tell you what's way. If you want to come from a former Soviet Union, where people believe, you know, that's it. That's Malchus. They control my life. Without them, and because of them, either one, things are very good or very, very bad. Shemayim? Heaven? That's why. They said there is no Malchus Shemayim. Drilled that into our people there in that Soviet Union for generations. And out we come. Oh, out we come. Now Malchus Shemayim means something. It really does. You know, there's a famous story, Mendelevich, the tzaddik, was in prison, in the gulag, and he cut a small piece of his uniform off to put on his head as a yarmulke. Well, just imagine how he was called in, and the jail guards called in commissar in charge of this prison, this gulag, who had, of course, a gun holstered to his head, and said, Mendelevich, in Russian, I don't know how to say, take off the shmata from your head. Mendelevich says, no. Mendelevich, take it off. He drew his gun, stood up, put the revolver to Mendelevich's head, and said, take off the shmata from your head. You can shoot me. But not in a factory, but like almost undramatic. Now, by this point, Mendelevich was known, and he's going to have to report back to Moscow what happened to him and why is he no longer, you know. So the warden puts his gun back, goes back to his seat, sits back down at his desk, and put down his head and wept. And looked up in awe and in frustration and said, Mendelevich, you're not afraid to die? I don't understand. Not scared to die. Yosef Mendelevich said to him, of course I'm afraid to die. I want to live. You want to live. Every human being wants. But you know what the difference is? You believe that life and death is in the hand of Leonid Brezhnev. I believe life and death
is in the hands of the Melech Malchim Lachim, of the King of the universe. So if he wants to, when he wants to, how he wants. You think it. We came to Mitzrayim because you can come to one understanding of who runs the world. Paroi runs the world. He tells me what to do. He's mishabed me. He takes my children, builds them into walls like bricks. He throws my sons into the Nile. That's darkness. And if you start to feel that way, it's hacheir shayyibam. Oy, your heart doesn't feel, doesn't see the emes. Because Baruch Hu says hachodesh. And like the levana, you're going to have light that's going to shine in times of darkness, so you will be able to see truths that otherwise, in the darkness of this world, one typically yidden see. Other people don't. Other people can't. How much goodness there is in the world, how much potential good there is in the world, how much joy there is to be serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu, even in the hardest of times. Ah, that's how Chodesh HaZelach. And because they came from something that was such deafness and such insensitivity and incapacity, inability to feel and see and hear the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to recognize it, to appreciate it, let alone to follow it, Kaddish Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh, something completely new is now possible for you. And possible for you every year, Chodesh Nisan. And that's what we have to hear. This is coming Shabbos. Chodesh Hazel Lachem Reish Chodesh. Does that mean you call Ha'arba Malchis? That's the whole point of Arba Malchis. Kidei Levarer, meaning to bring out and clarify, purify the concept of Malchus, that it's not Malchus of Basa V'dam, but rather, Shemalchuscha Malchus Kol Oil. Oh, Malchios are yours. As we say in the Piyut, on Shoshana, on Kippur, Chol Maminim, everybody believes. All of us believe. Loi ha-melucha, and he is the one who is mamlech melachim. Ha-mamlech melachim, he is the one who makes the melech the melech. V'loi ha-melucha. The real melucha is his, and his alone. First, come to that, living the sheker of the apparent, Malchus is parallel. Malchus is Hashver. Malchus is Eder. No. There's only one melech. If the chershus, if that deafness to the truth can hear finally the truth, if that deafness can be removed, it's going to be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not chedesh anymore, let you not be deaf and chedesh, let you have a new ability. Embrace, see light, to bring out light in my world, even in the darkness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This great promise is yours, now, in Mitzias Mitzrayim, forever. Every Nisan, every chedesh, shall bless us with a month of redemption. Chedesh Nisan.